The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 22, Text Number 47, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 29th, 2016, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yai Idrishi Bhagavata Gati Atmavade Ekantata Nigamevi Pratipadita Na Tushyantu Adabra Karana Svakritena Nityam Ka Nama Tat Pratikaroti Vina Udapatram. Ya idrishi bhagavato gitaratma vada. Ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditana. Tushyant vadabra karana svagratena nityam. Ko nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram. Ya idrishi bhagavato gatiratma vada. Ekantato nigamibhi pratipanditana. Tushyant dadabra karana svakatena nityam. Kau nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram. Ya idrishi bhagavato gatiratma vada. Ekantato nigamibhi pratipaditana. Tushyant vadabra karana svakatena nityam. Ko nama tat pratikaroti vinoda patram. Yai, by those, idrishi, such kind of Bhagavata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gati, progress, atmavade, spiritual consideration, ekantata, incomplete understanding, nigamibhi, by Vedic evidences, pratipadita, conclusively established, na, unto us, tushyantu, be satisfied, adabra, unlimited, karana, mercy, svakritena, by your own activity, nityam, unlimited, karana, mercy, svakritena, by your own activity, nityam, eternal, ka, who, nama, no one, tat, that, pratikaroti, counteracts, vina, without, Udapatram, offering of water in cupped hands. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prithu Maharaj continued, how can such persons who have rendered unlimited service by explaining the path of self-realization in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and whose explanations are given for our enlightenment with complete conviction and Vedic evidence, be repaid except by folded palms containing water for their satisfaction? Such great personalities can be satisfied only by their own activities, which are distributed amongst human society out of their unlimited mercy. Purport. Great personalities of the material world are very eager to render welfare service to human society. But actually, no one can render better service than one who distributes the knowledge of spiritual realization in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All living entities are within the clutches of the illusory energy. Forgetting their real identity, they hover in material existence, transmigrating from one body to another in search of a peaceful life. Since these living entities have very little knowledge of self-realization, they are not getting any relief, although they are very anxious to attain peace of mind and some substantial happiness. Saintly persons like the Kumaras, Narada, Prahlad, Janaka, Shukadev, Goswami, and Kapiladev, as well as the followers of such authorities as the Vaishnava Acharyas and their servants, can render a valuable service to humanity by disseminating the knowledge of the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity. Such knowledge is the perfect benediction for humanity. Knowledge of Krishna is such a great gift that it is impossible to repay the benefactor. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj requested the Kumaras to be satisfied by their own benevolent activities in delivering souls from the clutches of Maya. The king saw that there was no other way to satisfy them for their exalted activities. The words Vinodapatram can be divided into two words, Vina and Udapatram, or can be understood as one word, Vinodapatram, which means joker. A joker's activities simply arouse laughter, and a person who tries to repay the spiritual master or teacher of the transcendental measures of Krishna consciousness becomes a laughing stock, just like a joker, because it is not possible to repay such a debt. The best friend and benefactor of all people is one who awakens humanity to its original Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakanditam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Padistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Svamaniti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Yudhishtarine.
So, I was given a lecture topic for today's lecture. Don't be a joker. But how can we do that? Prabhupada explains that someone who tries to repay the master or the teacher for what the master or teacher has done is a laughing stock, just like a joker. So that means you shouldn't try to repay the debt you owe to the spiritual master and the great Vaishnavas. Is that what it means? No. It means it's not possible to ever pay them back. Let's say, for example, I feel very indebted to Srila Prabhupada for saving me from this material world. And I think, well, let me try to do something to please Prabhupada, to show him how much I appreciate what he's done for me. But you know what? Whatever you may do to try to repay the spiritual master is also done by his mercy. You understand the point? In other words, the more you try to repay the spiritual master, the more you become indebted. Any attempt to pay him back for the great mercy he's given you is only by his mercy. Therefore, you become more and more a debtor. So we may as well just relegate ourselves to the pauper's prison. You see? Because we can never pay back the spiritual master for all the mercy he's given us. But we have to try. What is the means of paying back the debt? You have to follow the order of the spiritual master. We may say Jai Gurudev, Jai Prabhupada, you see. But who is actually prepared to sacrifice their life in the service of the spiritual master? Give up everything for the spiritual master. Prabhupada, he was a householder. And he was dreaming that Guru Maharaj is coming. You come and join me. Take sannyas, you see. And he was thinking, oh, horrible. I have to give up my wife and family. You see. He was thinking it was not possible. But Prabhupada did that. He gave up everything to serve the order of his spiritual master. So that should be the mood. I'm prepared to do anything for my spiritual master. Whatever he asks me to do, I will do it. Sometimes the spiritual master gives an instruction. The disciple says, please be merciful, Gurudev. In other words, I don't like your instruction. Please give me a different one. You see? You see how absurd that is? Gurudev, please be merciful to me. I don't like your instruction, so please give me a different one. The mercy of the spiritual master is manifested in the instruction that he gives you. It's like Prabhupada has given the instruction to us, become guru and deliver the whole world. So is that an option? I can think about doing that or not thinking about doing that? Some optional thing? Or is it mandatory? Is it an option to obey your spiritual master or is it mandatory? Which is it? Option or mandatory? How many say option? Raise your hand. How many say mandatory? Raise your hand. Unanimous. It is mandatory, you see. Whatever instruction the spiritual master gives you, it is mandatory. You must carry it out as your very life and soul. It may be pleasing to you, it may not be pleasing to you. But you do it, you see. You may not want to get up early in the morning by 4 a.m. for Mangal Arati, but you do it on the order of the spiritual master. You may not want to go out and distribute books, but you do it on the order of the spiritual master. You may not want to give up illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling, but you do it on the order of the spiritual master. You may not want to give up eating in restaurants, but you do it on the order of your spiritual master. In this way, by taking the order of your spiritual master as your very life and soul, you become a liberated personality. One who tightly embraces the order of the spiritual master as their very life and soul actually enters into the transcendental world at that minute. They don't live in the material world. Spiritual master's orders are the doorway into the transcendental world. And you can enter right now into that transcendental kingdom of God, Paravyoma. You see? You can enter right now at this very minute by fully committing yourself now without any conditions. That from now on, whatever order I receive from my spiritual master, I will ignore everything else. I will simply follow his instruction. Ignore everything else, someone says. How you can do that? I have this duty, that duty, 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 duty. How I can avoid? What does Krishna say? Sarvadaman buddhajeja. You give up all those other duties. You take this one duty, surrender to me. But that was Krishna saying to surrender to me. Now you're telling me surrender to Guru? How you can say that? Krishna said surrender to me. How you can bring in surrender to Guru? Are you changing the philosophy here? What are you doing? No, it is confirmed. Krishna says in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhaktas tate janaha, mad bhaktanam chi ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. My dear Arjun, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee, na me bhaktas, but the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So when Krishna says surrender to me, that means you surrender to Krishna through the authorized system given by Krishna. Just like when I joined ISKCON back in 1971, everybody said, you have to surrender to Prabhupada. That was the common philosophy of the whole movement. You have to surrender fully to Srila Prabhupada and do whatever Prabhupada wants you to do. That we learned from the very beginning, that's what it means to surrender to Krishna, by surrendering to his representative, the spiritual master. That was philosophy from the very beginning when I joined. You have to surrender to the spiritual master. So by that surrendering to your spiritual master, doing everything you possibly can to assist him in his world deliverance mission, you see. And this way, you become a decent person. That's all. You can't ever pay him back, but at least you're decent. The debt is so big, you'll never be able to pay it back, but at least you're making your regular installments. You see. Just like I knew when Indian gentleman, Mr. Sharma, he is now passed on, I think. But he had some big medical bill in the U.S., very expensive medical bill. There's no way he could ever pay it. Being a responsible gentleman, whatever he could give every month, he would give something from his Social Security. He knew he could never pay, but just being responsible, he'd give what he could afford every month. So in this way, you see, we can never pay back. But at least you should give regular installments, you see. Getting up early in the morning, taking your bath, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Attending Mangal Arati, hearing Bhagavatam, engaging in service under the order of your authorities and your spiritual master. Be a decent gentleman or decent lady, you see. You do your best to pay back that debt, you see. Now, if you think you can actually fully pay it back, then you're a joker. But to sincerely try your best to pay it back, then you're a gentleman or lady, you see. So perhaps there's some questions. We can take some questions now. I did not have any doubt that we have to fully surrender to Guru and follow his instruction, but I also heard that once we can clarify and then follow, is it correct? I also heard that once we can clarify and then follow. Well, the question is very clear. It's not, and this question needs to be clarified. You mean to get a clear understanding of what he wants? Now you can do. If it's not clear, but he's actually requesting you, then you can request clarification. There's not that. That is proper. Okay. How to get one point of determination to execute devotional service to stick on the path of Krishna consciousness. You have to remember the little sparrow. She is our siksha guru. Little sparrow, you know in Gita, that mean old nasty ocean. She stole the egg. He stole the eggs as a little sparrow. She was trying to get her eggs back, drying up the ocean one drop at a time, taking one drop out in her beak and putting it back on the dry land. And everybody was making fun of her. She's going to run herself to death, this stupid little bird. But she has a big brother, and he wasn't very amused. His name, Garuda. He was very, very disturbed to see his little sister being so abused by the ocean. So he came there. He flew in on Garuda Airlines. Very forcefully he came, he told the ocean, you better give back those eggs or I'm drying you up immediately, you rascal. So the ocean immediately gave. So always remember that determination. It may seem impossible for you to give up all your material desires and become completely desirous of nothing except pleasing Krishna at every minute with every thought, word, and deed. It may seem to be absolutely impossible, but as Srila Prabhupada told us, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Therefore, we try for the impossible. What is the impossible? To become a pure devotee of Krishna, an uttam bhakta, completely free from all the lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy that has tortured us for millions and billions of lifetimes. It seems impossible, doesn't it, for you to become a pure devotee who can see Krishna face to face at every minute. It seems impossible, doesn't it? Sure. Because we've been hovering in this material world for millions and billions of lifetimes, trying to enjoy separately from Krishna. This stupid, asinine mentality is very deeply ingrained in our psyches, to try to enjoy independently. So it seems impossible to give it up, especially in just a matter of a few years. But if you stick to this process, you get initiated by them. There's three things you have to do. Some microphone stands have three legs, a tripod. This is not a good example. There's three things. A tripod is held up by three legs. A devotee is held up by three legs. He becomes powerful if he has these three legs: shelter, diksha, and initiate and obedience. He takes shelter of the Manavaya Guru, gets initiated by the Manavaya Guru, and then sticks tightly to his vow of total, complete, unflinching obedience to the order of his spiritual master, then he becomes pakka, very solid in Krishna consciousness. Okay, more questions rolling in. I take commitments, but if I fail always to follow it for a prolonged period of time, I give up my commitment to my spiritual master lifelong and serve him seriously and sincerely. What? I take commitments, but I fail always to follow it for a prolonged period of time. How can I keep up commitments to my spiritual master lifelong and serve him seriously? It's the same thing. You just have to, whatever deviations you have in your consciousness, you have to understand, okay, I'm a fallen soul. I have a tendency to do stupid things. I have a tendency to think stupid thoughts. I have a tendency to do stupid things. Therefore, I should always be very happy to be corrected by my seniors. When they point out to me my faults, I should take it very seriously and learn. Have that humble learning mood and you'll be okay. Always have the humble learning mood. I do preaching seva as a matter of duty to the spiritual master. How to develop a missionary spirit and actually feel the urge to preach. Open your eyes and look around you. See how much people are suffering right now. Do you have any compassion? You see how much the people are suffering right now? Here in India, all over the world. This place is a chaotic mess. It's a hellish nightmare what's going on in the material world. Try to feel some compassion for these poor suffering souls. A devotee may surrender to Diksha Guru very easily. But he hesitates to surrender to Siksha Guru's instruction, doubting whether this instruction is in line with Diksha Guru or not. Well, I can give you one tip. Prabhupada wrote us in Austin when I was a new devotee. He said, you have one guru only, that's Diksha Guru. But others who teach you the same thing as your Diksha Guru, they are Siksha Guru. So if someone is teaching you different than your Guru Maharaj, he's not Siksha Guru. He's not. Siksha Guru means who is representing purely Diksha Guru. He you can follow. If he's not representing, you better check with your spiritual master. You see? Just like in one temple, they were offering eggs to the deities. Or Chinese egg rolls, I think it was. And that was the temple president's wife who was ordering this. And the devotees thought, well, we have to do what she says, the authority. No, if your authority is telling you to do something different than what the guru is saying, you better write your spiritual master real quick. Or talk to your GBC or something. Talk to some authority, a higher authority. If you're getting instructions different than what the spiritual master's orders are, then you better talk to some authority. Find out what's going on here. Prabhupada was not pleased they followed their temple authority. Temple authority was telling them to offer eggs to the Radha and Govinda. Pretty bad. Okay. All right. If I come to know that the representative of Krishna is having mixed devotion like the demigods, then how can I surrender to him wholeheartedly? No, you can't. I wouldn't. You cannot fully surrender to someone who is not fully surrendered. How you could do that? If they themselves I have mixed desires and you fully surrender to him, then you'll have mixed desires. You can't surrender to somebody who's halfway Krishna conscious. You can serve them in the order of your spiritual master. You can engage them and you can work with them, but you shouldn't take them as your authority. Now you're my authority and I see you have mixed desires, but now you're my shelter. And this, obviously you're not going to work. Our only shelter are those who are purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. We have no other shelter. Okay. Sometimes the situation on some... sometimes the situations are so difficult and stressful it becomes very difficult to follow the orders of the spiritual master. Although we try our level best what to do during this period. Pray, my dear Krishna... My spiritual master is giving me this order. I'm having great difficulty to carry out. Please bless me that I can carry out the order given to me by my spiritual master. I'm tormented by it. It's so much against what I want to do, what I want to be. I have this desire to be this, 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 this. Guru Maharaj is saying do that, 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 and I just can't relate to it. Krishna, please help me give up my nonsense, independent mentality and bring me immediately to the point of complete, total surrender to my spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada says that in probationary period of one's bhakti, one can not see the lotus feet of the Lord. Will you please elaborate it? Come out of the probationary period right now. Why do you want to stay in the probationary period? Kick out neophyteness. Come to the advanced platform. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena. Santaksadaiva hidayeshu valokayanti Yangshama shundarama chintyugana svarupam govindamadi buddhasham damaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts, with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. Why don't you embrace that mood? while I'm in a probationary period right now, I'm thinking, well, maybe I need a girlfriend, maybe I need this, maybe I need that. I mean, come on, all you need is Krishna. All you need is Krishna. Kick out this garbage probationary period consciousness. You come to pure bhakti. You may die today, Prabhu. You may die today, Mataji. So why don't you embrace the mood of pure bhakti right now? Why are you hanging on to this stupid neophyte probationary consciousness? Kick it out with boot. Come to the mellows of prema bhakti right now by praying for it. Begging the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Please bless me with prema bhakti. Please bless me with prema bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. He who begs the most gets the most mercy. One time there was a duck pond in Dallas. The Guru Kula boys were there. Prabhupada was there. Prabhupada said that the ducks who quack the loudest, you throw breadcrumbs to the ducks, right? The ducks who quack the loudest get the most crumbs. So you got to be a loud quacker, begging for the mercy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Is it easy to act as a surrendered devotee when our spiritual master is... Oh, it is easy when he is physically around. It is often observed that we get into our comfort zone when our guru is not physically around. Now, wait a minute here. Who's my spiritual master? Srila Prabhupada, is he physically here? I can tell you right now, I've taken advantage of the good association I'm getting from devotees who are around me right now to learn how to be more dedicated to Prabhupada than I was when he was here physically. You see? Take advantage of senior devotees who are around you and learn from them how to be more dedicated to your guru even when he's not physically present. You see what I'm saying? You have to learn how to take advantage of wherever you are, you see. Krishna is giving you... Now, here's another point in this connection. Lord Krishna wants you back to his transcendental kingdom ASAP. He wants you back. And Krishna is doing everything. Krishna is the perfect orchestrator. Whatever situation you're in right now is the perfect situation for you to come to prema bhakti as soon as possible. Whether you're a brahmachari, a householder, a vanaprastha, a sannyasi, or whatever you may be, Krishna, or a woman, whatever your position, whatever your situation you're in right now, has been arranged by Krishna to facilitate you coming back to prema bhakti as soon as possible. So just learn how to capitalize on your present situation, whatever it may be, and I guarantee you, Krishna will become your property very soon. Okay. I heard that once we can clarify the instruction given by the spiritual master, then whatever decision comes, we should accept it. Is that correct? Well, how well you clarified his instruction. I thought I had everything clarified what Guru Maharaj wanted, but then I did some stupid mistake. Well, Guru Maharaj, I thought this is what you wanted. It takes a long time to really be able to fully understand exactly what the spiritual master wants at every minute. So expect to always be in the position of a fool, being willing to be corrected by the spiritual master and by senior devotees. Always consider yourself a fool and always be willing to, don't act like a fool, but always consider yourself to be a fool, always meant to be corrected and directed by senior Vaishnavas. Keep yourself always in that mood. Now don't be puffed up, you see, and you'll do quite well. We get some instructions regarding preaching from our Siksha Guru, but I'm not able to fill it because of being afraid of going out for preaching. Well, just don't worry about the fate of going out for preaching. Just go out. Just get out there on the street. Get out there and do it. Don't worry about the phobia. I'm afraid to go out and preach. I'm afraid to go out and just forget about the fear. Just go out and do it. And you'll feel so much ecstasy. Get out there and knock on those doors. Get out on the street. Just go out and do it. Don't worry about your phobia. Forget your stupid phobia. Just get out there and do it and you'll taste so much ecstasy. You go, wow, I'm going to do this every day. This is the sweetest ecstasy I've ever tasted in Krishna consciousness. We do services and try to follow instructions, but there are no consciousness that I have to repay. Now, you can't really repay. Just be dutiful to follow the instructions. You can't even repay back. No more questions. This is it. I'm already going over time. I'll answer these last few questions, and that'll be it for until the next class. How to increase our connection to our spiritual master? Always try to please him with your every thought, your every word, your every deed, 24/7. When you wake up in the morning, when your mind starts thinking about something, you should think, well, is this thought pleasing to my spiritual master? You should always understand you're under the scrutiny of your Guru Maharaj at every minute in everything you say, think, or do. So keep that consciousness and you'll do well. How to beg for more mercy wholeheartedly without any duplicity. This is an interesting question. How to be sincere? It's like saying how to be sincere. I'm insincere. If I pray for sincerity, I'm insincere in my prayer, you could say. I'm begging Krishna, please bless me with sincerity. I know that I'm insincere and that my pure is not purely sincere, but I'm praying that you please bless me with sincerity to help me get over my insincerity. So that sort of praying is very good. If our anartas and mind keep us from following the instruction of the spiritual master, how to overcome that situation, ignore the mind, tell the mind to get lost. As Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, in the morning, you get up and you beat your mind with shoes 100 times. In the evening, you beat your mind with broomstick 100 times. How to become a perfect instrument in the hands of the Guru? Just follow whatever he says. That's a simple thing. How should we hear our Guru's lectures? Can you give some tips? Don't fall asleep. First, focus in. Taking notes can help. Just try it, and it's amazing if you really tune in. The other day, I was taking a little walk in Vrindavan, hearing a lecture of Prabhupada in Vrindavan. It just really had a huge impact on my consciousness. I just really tuned in. And Prabhupada was talking about how Krishna, a little kid can't lift a hill, right? But here, but Krishna showed his achinta shakti by lifting Govardhan Hill. But his father is thinking, oh, he may drop it. So he is holding a stick. Narada's holding a stick to help make sure that Krishna wouldn't drop the hill. You see, it doesn't make any sense. If he's so powerful he can lift the hill, he doesn't need the help of my stick. But in the affectionate mood of a father, oh, my son is holding this hill. It may be too much burden, so I'll put a stick to help him. So I was hearing that, and I was going, wow, this is really amazing. This mood of Nanda Maharaj and the relationship between Nanda Maharaj and Krishna. So if you really tune in, you can have some really, like, in the material, they call it eureka moments, you know, like a moment of a flash of realization. If you really tune in, you can have amazing realizations every time you hear a lecture, actually. Every time you hear a lecture, you can have astounding realizations. I know when I give the lectures, I sometimes have the most amazing realizations just by giving the lectures. The philosophy is so amazing. This Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. It's confirmed in Bhagavatam. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc. Those persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance of this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So this Bhagavad philosophy taught here in the temple by myself and the other preachers, this is Krishna himself manifesting. So if you will go deep, 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 deep into this knowledge, you relish the actual nectar of your spiritual identity. Okay, last question. I am able to avoid gross illicit sex, but on a subtle level, during unconscious night dream, I still have bad dreams and devices to enjoy. How to overcome this? So in the day, he's okay, but at night he dreams about beautiful girls, wanting to enjoy beautiful girls, or maybe it's a woman dreaming about cool-looking guys or whatever. You see. So how do you get over? How do you purify this night dream? It's very simple. You just have to purify your day dream. Actually, both are dreams, daydream and night dream. Because the night dream is shorter, we think the daydream is reality. You just have to purify what you're thinking about during the day more and more and more and more and more and more and more at every minute. And then the night will naturally follow. You'll start dreaming about devotional service instead of dreaming about pretty girls or something like that. Just go deep, deep, deep into bhakti ras. And then the sweet mellows of bhakti ras will then manifest also in your dreams at night. And you'll wake up in a state of transcendental bliss every morning, ready to dive into an ecstatic day of devotional service. So we thank you all very much for coming to Bhagavatam class. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.